no one will cry. A sing-along opposite Parliament, with some cabinet members competing to replace the Prime Minister following mass resignations within Conservative ranks. Some are wondering who's really running the country. But inside the Commons, Boris Johnson insisted he'd be leaving with no regrets.
Mr. Speaker, and I'm also proud of the leadership that I have given. And I will be leaving, Mr. Speaker, I will be leaving soon with my head held high.
We have a new Chancellor who accepted a job from the Prime Minister on Wednesday afternoon and then told him to quit on Thursday morning. And the new Education Secretary, whose junior ministers have literally been giving the middle finger to the public. It is truly the country's loss that they will only be in post for a few weeks.
I can now announce the result of the ballot held this afternoon.
On Wednesday, initial voting by Conservative MPs narrowed the field of would-be leaders to six names.
Our next Prime Minister!
Someone gaining momentum is Penny Mordaunt, a trade minister and former defence secretary. She's far from a household name, but tipped as the party activist's favourite.
If we do not win the next general election, all those opportunities and the vision that the British people had from us leaving the European Union will not be realised. We must win that election. Yeah. I am your best shot at winning that election. Yeah. I am the candidate that Labour fear the most. Yeah.
But the newly appointed Chancellor, Nadeem Zahawi, is eliminated, as well as former Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. The result of the final stage of voting among fewer than 200,000 Conservative members is expected by the 5th of September. So we're slightly closer to knowing who will be the next Conservative Party leader and hence Prime Minister. Once we're down to the last two candidates, it's up to the party membership, most of them over the age of 55, two-thirds of them men. Whoever they choose will face huge challenges, not only in reviving the party's fortunes, but in dealing with multiple crises this winter. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.